We're continuing now this sugya, Schora in Isurei Macholos Asuris. And yesterday, last time actually, we skipped a week. And we didn't skip, we just learned something else last week. And the week before that, we introduced the sugya by discussing if it's an Issur D'Oraisa or it's an Issur D'Rabbanan. We said most poiskim say it's an Issur D'Oraisa, it's before in the Rosh, Tosfos, Chiddushei HaRashba, and other Rishonim. The Trumas HaDeshen is of the opinion it's Midrabanan. The Taz is Mayerich on that. How could you say it's an Issur D'Rabbanan if the sugya is pretty much mashma that it's an Issur D'Oraisa? And he said maybe the Gemara's mashma, it's just an Asmachta Ba'alma. But this is not a very well-known Isser. And it's Mamash Nisr D'Oraisa. You're not allowed to eat Macholos Asuris. Or maybe something which is Asr Ba'ana. But this is not Asr Ba'ana. It's only Asr to eat it. And still you're not allowed to do Schir with it, like we said last time. Now, one thing that we began discussing last time was, that's clear that it's only when it has shaykhis to achila, because since the pasuk that we learned out for from is achila, it's only shaykhis, it's only when it's being done la'achila. So there is a machlokes in the Rishonim, according to the Beis Yosef. The shayla is, what happens if you take something which is oimid la'achila, a cow, but you're not selling it la'achila, you're selling it for non-achila purpose. So Tosfos is matter that. The Rashba seems to answer that. We spoke out last time that the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is on page Tes of the Yud of the booklet, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol davar she'asur min ha'Torah, ava pishe mutar b'hana, imu davar ha'miyuchad la'achila, asur la'asur b'yischeira." So the Shach is medayik that you see from Lashon that am davar ha'miyuchad la'achila, asur la'asur b'yischeira. Doesn't sound like it has anything to do with achila necessarily. As long as it's oimid la'achila, it will be asur. The Shach is medayik, but then the Shach is doich and says, "No, avad, it's only going to be true when you're actually selling it for achila." Okay, now, the Rashba, what I made a copy of on the back of the first page, the Rashba is brought in the Beis Yosef. It's a Tshuvas Rashba. Now, apparently, if you see the Tshuvas Rashba inside, not from the Beis Yosef, maybe it says something differently. But what we have from the Rashba says, he asks this question, he's dealing with this question, are you mechuyev, are you allowed to sell it for non-achila purposes? And Zok the Rashba, it's aser. So let's just read that inside. The Rashba kasav b'tshuva, re'isi b'masha kasavta, dover she'ena nearly. I don't hold of what you said. Even though that's what Tosfos holds, I argue. V'hucha kasavta. If you're not selling it for achila, you're selling it for non-achila use. That's what you brought down, and that's why chamor and gomel are mutter, because you're selling it for malacha. Anything which is oimid la'achila, kechazir, kebehem of oif, shederek b'nei adam l'gadlon kedei la'achlon, ve'ein ruban asuyim l'tashmishon, also lasses b'em schayra. You're not allowed to. And he says there's a reason here. This is what I wanted to get to. Gizera Shema Yavoi La'ichla. If you're doing business with this stuff, you may end up coming to eat it. So this, since you may end up coming to eat it, we don't want you to sell it even if you're not doing it for achila, because it's oimid la'achila. It's something which people eat. So I sell pigs for oil. But I'm in the mood of a geshmak of bacon breakfast. I don't know. Some breakfast. So I'll put that up.
That's only if you're in the warehouse. If you're just...
So that's very good. That's why I want to give the whole shears on that question that you're talking about, you're raising now.
No?
But let's just... So that's what Rashi brings up. It's a gzera of shaloyav
al-oichloi.
Now...
Would this apply also then to, let's say, dealing with food on a fast day or dealing with wellness and replacement? Because if it's the same issue that you might have to eat it, so then it's not just not kosher food, it's anytime you're not allowed to eat whatever you're dealing with.
Why the Chazal only asked there? Okay, so maybe that's another raya to what I'm about to say. That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
No problem.
So the Aruch HaShulchan says,
because
you're used to it, right?
Yeah.
The Aruch HaShulchan says that that this Rashba is l'shitasai. The Rashba who says that the Issa is only midrabanan, so he expands the Issa, because according to the Rabbanan, you could expand it. If it's only a rabbinic Issa, you could expand it. So he expands this to include even a case when you're not selling it for purpose of achila, but it's oimid l'achila. That's what the Rashba does. But if you would hold it, it's an Issa d'raisa, you got to go with the parameters given to you from the Torah. That's what he says, and the Rashba says it's a rabbanon because it's gzeir shem yovel la'achloi. It's a rabbanon, a worry that you may come to eat it. Okay. Now I wanted to find if you look in the Rashba, love that the Rashba
was selling whole animals.
I don't know exactly what he's telling me. Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know if it's cut whole. I don't know. Obviously, if you
do something to come to eat something which you have no clue how to kill or cook.
I don't know. Back then, it didn't seem like anyone had a problem doing that.
So dealing with the animal all the time. You animals die, and you
have it around, and that's it. Now, Lamaisa, the problem with the Aruch HaShulchan's Pshat, just quickly before I get to that question, is that the Rashba in Chidushim in Bava Kama says clearly it's an Issa D'Oraisa. So I wanted to say is perhaps you could suggest that really if you're selling it for Achila, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. The Rashba is adding on an Isser. That even if you're not selling it L'Achila, but it's Oymed L'Achila, and you're selling it for non-Achila, that we're going to add on an extra Knech of an Issa D'Rabbana. Okay. Now the Shach, by the way, says that even though it's a Gzera, even though it's because you were afraid you may come to eat it, it still could be that it's only us if you sell it la'achila, because only if you're treating it as food, similar to what you're saying, if I'm treating it as food, I'm in the food industry, then I may come to eat it. But as far as I'm concerned, I look at this thing. It's a football, right? So I'm not even treating it as food in my business. So therefore, the Shach says, maybe you could say that even if you hold like the Rashba, that it's a chash of achila, still it would be only us if you're actually selling it for achila. Okay. Now, the reason why this is very important is because nowadays, the way we do business, there is no chashash achila. Let's be realistic. I want to invest in a business. I'm going to be sitting in my suite in my Manhattan building. The guy in North Dakota is going to be raising the animals and selling it. And I'm getting every quarter, I'm pulling in my check. There's no mitzias of achila in the way we do business today. So is that a reason by itself to be mad? What?
There is for the guy in North Dakota.
He's a guy.
Yeah, no problem. Right, I'm saying, in the economy. So here.
After an employee of a guy,
okay, so it goes both ways. So, the best makar for this, Shaila, is a Chassam Sefer. And the Chassam Sefer, it brings a Ramami Panu. Now we'll deal with the Chassam Sefer's case, and then we'll go to the Ramami panel. The Chassam Sefer actually is here, but we're not going to read it inside, because it took me a long time to read it. It's very complicated. I'm just going to say out the Shaila, okay? If you want, maybe we could try to read the Shaila inside, but basically here was the Shaila. It's Tshuva Yordeh Kovdalet, it's on page Chav Vav. But I'm just going to say it outside. If you want to try to see it there, you could see it along. Pretty much the Shaila is like this. Hetek HaShaila Mitriest. Trist. There's a city called Trist. Okay, there was a Jewish businessman in the city of Trist. Now, this Jewish businessman apparently had connections with the Italian ports, and the Italian port cities had would sell geshmaka treif fish in big barrels. Now, the way this business was, apparently there wasn't a major market for this treif Italian fish in Trist, but in Egypt there was. So what this guy wanted to do, he had connection with an Egyptian merchant. He wanted to go to the Italian sales rep in Trist, tell the guy, listen, you ship the fish from Italy to Egypt, and I'm the middleman because I'm the one with the connections, or maybe it goes through here or whatever. And that was this guy's business, and he wanted to know if that's a problem. Now, he's doing schara. He's selling it. Right? He's making money buying, selling. Essentially, he's buying it. Then when it gets to Egypt, the Egyptian guy is going to pay him. Right? So he bought it from the Italian guy at $100 a barrel, and the Egyptian guy is going to pay him $150 a barrel.
He's going on the boat?
Nothing to do with the boat. The boat's in Italy. This guy's in the middle of Pressburg. Pressburg on the map is not the it's not the midway point. It's not the midway point between Italy and Egypt.
It's the wrong direction.
Right?
He's not even people know who, then no one's going to know him.
No one knows him. He's not involved in the business. He doesn't touch the product.
He's the broker.
This is, he's basically, but he's more than the broker because he's actually buying and selling it.
He's the ball of us. He's buying and selling.
He's not just the broker.
He's in the import and export business.
He's basically importing and exporting, okay?
But he's not a hands-on of the product.
Okay?
He's in an office.
Right.
In present
no, but he owns this document.
Okay. Vizoisi. I'll read you the Shaila. It's in the fifth line of the Chuba. You want to see. Yesh bekan maso matan godol bein anochem bedogim tmeim shini krayim bizashi ubaashkenaz al alfish tehema boy mi Italian meluchim bechavios. They come here and they're Italian fish kishmak. Vaday midin asli sold the schobayim o mishum shami yoichal mishum haroya. V'nishalti liyo shem leher mshutves imechad arul bemidinas mitzrayim. Basically, okay, it's a lot of details. You have to know each detail. What, but this was the point. It was going to make it to the port city. He was going to then go ahead and have it shipped to Egypt. His partner, the guy, would sell it. He would never see the fish. Zoktach some cipher. That even though we have a reason for this iser is because you may come to eat it, but you can't be makel based on the tam given by the Rishonim. And therefore, at the end of the day, what we know is that the Zinus Daraisa to do Schoira, to do business with Machalas Asuris, this is called business. You bought and you sold. Nothing to discuss. Saktach Sam Saif, you cannot be makel, you can't be lenient based on the fact that you know the reason for the Isser and the reason doesn't apply. That's Sam Saif's logic. Now he says, so then why did the Rishonim say the reason? What's the point of saying the reason then? If the whole problem is you may come to eat it, who cares? Even if I'm not going to come to eat it, and I never even saw the fish, right? Because I'm sitting in my office making this deal, it's still Aser. So why the Rishonim say the Isser? Zokta Chassam Sofer, if you look in the next page, page Chav Zayin, in the second column, it's the end of the Tshuva. In the middle he says, page Kuf Ayin Dalet, you see where it says Kuf Ayin Dalet on the top corner there? Of the tshuva,
yes.
So in the middle of the second column, it says the kfar kasav chavas yor hanal. It's right here in the tshuva. Kfar kasav chavas yor hanal de ein lanu lismach alatam lahakel ulahater. It's right in the middle of the column. Nehi de ein achanami de krol le asar schar el bemidit tekaim lachila ein lanu lahiras kul of aloyim at the time dilma asil meichel minei venat yehed loy asil meichel minei. That's it says. Then if you go, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line, Mikomakum nearly. Okay? Mikomakum nearly, however, Ahani lan hatam lahachmir. But knowing the reason is helpful because we could be stringent based on that. We'll go both ways. We're going to answer it where there's no chashash achila, but we're also going to be machmir that if there is a chashash achila and you're not really the one doing the business, it's also going to be aser. What's the case? Afilu ena yisro koina la'atzmoy klal. Even if you're not buying it at all, rak maskir atzmoy lagoy laharviach b'schiras dvar masur. Let's say you're a salesman. So let's say it's the opposite. I'm not the guy in the office making the deal from between the Italian fisherman and the Egyptian guy, but the guy in the office sends me and he says, listen, if you can make this deal, right, you're just going to be the broker at that point. The first guy's not the broker. The first guy's actually the businessman doing the deal. But what about just to be the broker? And I'm going to go and make the deal. I'll go work it out. I'll carry it. I'll do the whole thing. I'll actually do it. You'll pay me to actually carry out this deal.
Fixed price.
What?
Fixed price.
Fixed price, whatever. It doesn't make a difference. I'm not going to buy it, but I'm going to go to Italy, I'll pick up the stuff, I'll put it on the boat, ship it, and you'll pay me a fee for that. He says, "Rak masker atzmoi lagoy, yeah, a salary. Laharviach bescheras dvar masurim l'toivas hagoy. Vayisrael ena marviach beklal ki eno shaloi. I'm not going to make money on this. I'm just going to be hired. Rak bo bescharei v'yikomakam aser v'shem dum aser l'meichel minei. Because you still here we're going to use the reason that maybe you'll be come to eat it to be machmir. So zoktach some sefer. Either way you cut, slice it, you're aser. If you're doing the business, let me just finish. If you're doing the business, it's aser even if there's no chashash achila. And if there's a chashash achila, even if you're not the one making the money, it's also aser because you're doing the business. You're involved.
You made it.
Okay. Lezeh ahani atam lahachmir v'loy lahakel. This is the Chassam Sofer's psak that it's usher to do this. Wow. So the Chassam Sofer takes it both ways. Now, what did you say? No. We'll get to that in a second. So the Chassam Sofer says that to either doing the business deal or making the money, you're the passive partner or you're the active one. Either way, even if you're just a shliach, you're just the one doing the sales, it's also awesome. That's some sefer goes both ways. Very similar, there's a tshuva in the Rama Mipanu. The tshuva in the Rama Mipanu is a little complicated, but basically the tshuva in the Rama Mipanu is like this. One yid rents a field from a guy. Okay, he rents a field. Now, this field, what you do on this field is raise pigs. That's what it's a pig farm, yeah. So I'm gonna now. How do you make money on that? I guess we make money. You megadol them, and what do you do with them? I don't know. Whatever. Okay, fine. So they make money on that. So the guy owns the farm. He doesn't want. He want now. The way the business works is the guy rents. He just gets his rent. Now the way he gets, you could pay him in the form of live pigs. He'll take that. And that's how you pay your rent. But he doesn't want to be busy with it, so he hires someone. He doesn't know farmers, so he gives it to you, okay? And you are going to go find the farmer. And you're going to go find the guy. Now, you're going to split it with the farmer, the revach. What? Split the revach. So, I guess there's other things on the farm as well. Besides pigs, there's also other things on the farm. So, what you want to do is, you want to tell the guy, I'm going to hire, I rented it from you. The yid rented it from the guy. Then the yid hires another guy to raise the pigs and the
whatever.
Flowers, whatever, okay, and the corn, and my chelik in the profits. Let's say this business makes $100,000. We're going to pay off the guy. We'll pay the guy twenty. I'll take the corn. And the pigs, which are, if this thing makes $100,000 a year, so it probably makes $20,000 in corn and $80,000 in or whatever. However you split it up, 30 in corn and 60 in pigs. So we'll do it like this. The owner will get I'll pay $30,000 of pigs to the owner. You'll keep 30. The artist, the worker will keep 30. And I'll take my 30 in the corn. So I'm not walking away with the chazirim. And I'm not working. I'm just the middleman. There's no sale mechal because I'm not working on the field, right? The Jew is the middle guy.
You're getting your corn through pigs.
So, well, he says the problem. He doesn't say that. He says that the problem is you're paying your rent because you're a chry in the field. You're 100% responsible for the rent. The other guy's not responsible for the rent. He's just a farmer. He doesn't know anything about rent. So you're the one that's responsible for the rent. And you're paying your rent in the form of the pigs. That's the iser. But he says clearly, even though the aris is going to send the pigs directly, no, that's klar miskar. Because basically, I'm hiring a guy to make money on pigs so I can pay my rent. I'm buying from him to give to my guy, right? I'm doing business. Part of the expenses of the business is the rent, right? So I'm involved. That's called I'm making business with the stuff, right? So he says klar, that's aser. He does say a heter. And the Chassam Seif is going to say a similar heter in all these cases. If I have no shy, if we prepay and we say to the guy, let's say I say to the aris, he's matur in two cases. One case is he says to the landlord, he says, listen, I'm not paying you. You're going to get your rent. The aris, the guy who has access to all the pigs, he's the one that's going to pay your rent. He's responsible for your rent. I'm not going to pay you. So he says, then it's mutter, because then I'm going to take only Dvar Mutarim. I really have nothing to do with it at that point. I basically was just a broker between, I found a pig farmer to rent, to do this field, and he's renting it, and I'm getting corn out of it. So I really don't have any shaykhs at that point. But it's not logical, because...
The artist leaves and you need another artist.
Right, because also, if the guy wanted to deal with the artist, he would have just left you out of it anyway. Obviously, the guy in his penthouse suite in Fifth Avenue is not interested in dealing with pig farmers. Right? So he's obviously, the reason he hired you is because he doesn't want to deal with the farmer. So it's not Mistavra that he would be masking to that deal, which is basically what happened there. So that's out. He says the other heter would be is if you take the masker's chelik off the top. So in other words, if the masker's chelik, if you split it a third, a third, a third, it's a problem. But let's say you say, you know, the first $30,000 worth of the business goes to the landlord. So the aris is really working to pay off the landlord, but and it doesn't come in your chelik. And then you're only splitting the revachim after that. He's smarter that also. You have to work that out. But bottom line is, you see from the Rama Mipanu clearly that even though you're not on the field and you're not working with them, it's still aser. Okay? So this is the tzad chumra. of that even if there's no chashash asil meichel, and the Chasam Sofer adds the tzad, other tzad chum, that if it is a chashash asil meichel, if you may end up coming to eat it because you're involved in the business, even if you're not making the money, both ways are awesome. So now Moshe comes along and wants to know what Rabbi Shaffron mentioned. So what about a delivery? Uber Eats, you said, right? So can I drive for that and be paid to deliver tray food? Okay, I'm being paid, I'm handling the food. In the chashash gadol mizeh, right? Or whatever Eliezer said. What about Stamazoi? Business and other tray food, I don't know. So Ramosha says very nice thing. He said, Chazal didn't just aser any time that there's a chashash asim meichel. You may end up coming to eat it. Maybe you're not allowed to go to pass a store because.
Can't touch food before
right,
kiddush.
Right, I mean, we didn't. It's only. Let's take the Uber Eats.
As you're eating it?
the Uber Eats, right? So even though you're handling the food and you may end up coming to eat it, says Ramosha, it's still mutter. Why? Because that's not business. Chazal asered schayra, doing business. Now there's two parts to schayra. There's making the money and doing the maisa schayra. In yeshivish language you would say there's the chalois schayra and there's the maisa schayra. Right? There's who makes the money and then who's actually selling it. So if you're selling it, even if it's on behalf of someone else, but you're the salesman, you're doing the maisa selling and buying, right? You're going to the guy with a check. That's not your check. But you're going to the guy with the credit card, the business credit card. You're paying for the fish, and you're putting it on a boat to go to Egypt. You're doing everything that's business. You're doing the business. Now, it's not for you, but you're doing the maisa of the business. That's aser. Or, on the other hand, you're doing the business, you're getting the business done on your behalf. You're being marviach, but you're not doing the maisa. It's also awesome. But you're just stam interacting with tray food, but you're not doing business. So that's not included in the maisa schoira. It's not schoira b'chlal. So says Rav Moshe, to be a delivery man for treif is mutter. The stam a waiter is also mutter. Because there's no business in that. That's not a maisa of business. It's not a business-related maisa b'chlal. So you're interacting with food. There's no way to interact with food. That's what Moshe says. Even according to the Chasam Sofer, it's still mutter. It has to be business.
Your business is what?
What are you saying is mutter?
What is your business then? Your business is delivery?
Yeah.
And that,
I'm Uber Eats. I drive. Whatever comes in my car, I pick it up and.
So to be the driver is not a problem, but to own Uber to
right.
Be the
because then you need stock.
Correct.
From the moment
right.
So we got the stocks already.
It's a very dachistic chiluk.
It's a lumish chiluk. It's very good.
A waiter, you're saying is
a big mix serious.
What?
A waiter is mutter.
Mistama.
You're not worried about showing your account.
They take the order.
It's handling the food.
What?
As a waiter takes the order from the table.
He's not selling it. No.
He takes the credit card.
No.
Yeah, but
it's not his. That's not. No, that's not. That's nothing.
He's a pole for the restaurant for them.
Yeah, that's not. That's there for what? Why? Why?
He's a pole for the restaurant.
So what? All he's doing is delivering.
He's not making any money.
He's not making money on the trade, and he's not doing the money. He's not buying and selling.
Maybe a tip.
That's
so it's not the pshat that you're doing a business that involves treif. It's that treif is actually part of the transaction.
Yeah, so
employees or a waiter, you may be making money because of the treif, but you're not making it.
So
as
we'll see.
A business.
We'll see about what you said. We'll see about buying treif to give to your employees. We'll see about that.
What's about a salesman?
That's also could be.
Well, why is that different than a waiter?
Because a salesman, your job is to do schayer with this. For someone else, but that's your job. This guy's, your job is to deliver it from point A. There's two people bought it. You had nothing to do with the transaction. You're bringing it from A to B. That's mutter.
And going over the guy's head, you should really try today's special. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Pushing them to buy the $70 dish instead of the $30 dish. That's not.
That's only a recommendation.
And I'm recommending that you buy this lifestyle.
Okay, I don't know if I could stealth through Ramosha to a waiter. Okay, I've no
idea.
Ramosha is in the last thing printed in the booklet. Ramosha is talking about a delivery. Binyan Hailochas Isuri Achila. Yeah. It's a city.
The more trade he buys, the more money I get. I'm going to get a percentage of the, your tip.
Yeah, I don't know. He's not talking about waiter. He's talking about a delivery man.
Right, the waiter might be a problem.
Guy who has a schlachthaus. So six
out of every
we didn't
10
learn that
animals.
Yet. That's a separate thing. We're going to get that in the next week or two. That's something else. Okay? All the way at the end, he basically says, all the way at the end, he says, it's the Lama Dal, the last paragraph, he says, he's Matirit.
Delivery man or the waiter?
The delivery man.
So the freight cargo ships.
Here, oh, yeah. Look at the last paragraph. You can look at the last paragraph on page Lama Gimel. Look at the last paragraph on Lama Gimel. If you hold of Shema Yoichal, it should be Aser. First of all, what's Shema Yoichal? It's not mine. First of all, it's very vital. If got me sir me a bailum, cause she yechsar me a midah ve a mishkal, v'li afsin b'zeh u'mnasa, cause she yignoiv. Okay, so first of all, he says, "Stop! The waiter's going to eat it." He's not. Yeah, that's number one. Vegam.
Some sort of said that we can't use the svar of Shema Yoichal and decide when it applies.
No, but here you want to only ask because of Shema Yoichal. No, Chasam Sofer is saying if you're actually doing business. If there's no Shema Yoichal, it's awesome. But that's not the tzad to us here. You're not doing business. It's only that the tzad chumra of the Shema Yoichal. So he's saying it doesn't apply. He's not saying using it to be merkel on the reason. You're not doing schoyer here. So he says v'gam yoiser mizeh matzino b'shach deroitz alahatu liknes kadei lahachi alaf shesham shayich chashas Shema Yoichal mepnei aroyin mekumah from the osru mishum deikra isu rak lasay schoyer the yalef mikra umitam Shema Yoichal levad b'loikra. You only have Shema Yoichal, but you don't have Schoira. It's Mutter. The Lo Yikshe, skip a paragraph. Mimasha Asa B'Chasam Sofer. Li Yisrael, Li Yisachu, L'Goy L'Asai Schoira B'Davar Iser. Shum She'ai, the Chasam Sofer said, you're not allowed to be hired as a salesman. Hu Mishum De Misafkinen B'Gedar Iser. That's because we don't know what part of Schoira Aser. Maisa Mischar. V'Az Yisrael Avur Goy Aser. V'Goy Avur Yisrael Mutter. Kishitas Ha... Oy, the Esek HaMischar Aser. The business, Shu Haravacha. Therefore, both are awesome. V'azin hachal hachal chumra. V'zek kavanas hachasam sefer. V'al moilich upoyal mutter. So Moshe says, even according to the chasam sefer, we mutter because you're not actually doing business. Okay? So this is very, very clear. The Moshe is matter that, and even the chasam sefer who's machmir. Okay? Now, so it would come out from this. Okay? So this is based on the Ramami Panu and the chasam sefer. It would come out according to this that to have a partnership, a stock, in a business that deals in treif, should be usher. Okay, now.
Don't own Walmart stocks is usher.
What?
Don't own Walmart stocks, it should be usher.
Why?
They sell treif.
Okay, so now it's like this. So there's a tshuva in the Cheshev HaEfod. The Cheshev HaEfod is Rav Padva from London. So he has a tshuva like this. He says that, it's not in there. Chela Gimel Semen Mem Dalet. It says beautiful Zachir. He says that even though we paskin like the Chasam Sofer, that doing business is also even when there's no Chashas Shema Yoichal, but to own stock, he says, is mutter. Why? Because he says something else totally. He says that's the pshat that you don't really have any shaykhis to the business itself.
Right.
If you're only an equity partner in something, so you just, everyone's doing the business, and you get your check at the end of the month. You're not actually doing the business. So he says, then it's mutter. Because he says, as far as you're concerned, as long as you get your equity share, you don't care what the business does. So you wouldn't care if Walmart will tell you they're going to make this amount of money, but they're not going to sell treif anymore. It's not up to you to tell them, yes, sell treif, nicht sell treif. They're not listening to you, and you don't care. So therefore, he says, that's mutter. However, he says, if you're buying lahedra stock in something that the whole business is treif, you're buying that's stock in Burger King, whatever, yeah. Right? That's also, because now you're now buying the stock, you're doing schayr in the Yisrael Enoch. No, because he says, you can't tell...
That's only if I'm a controlling partner. If I'm an equity shareholder,
no, but he says,
I have
but
no
he
say.
Says, it doesn't make a difference.
Because
there he says, you can't have my argument. My argument is that if, as far as I'm concerned, you could decide not to sell the treif. Walmart. I don't care, you sell treif. I'm not buying you for the treif.
Well, you're in the big pig business. If they stop selling pigs, you're going to be upset.
Right.
Right, but I have no say. Even
it doesn't make
upset.
A difference. Say it, say it doesn't matter. Say. But
why not? I'm not doing mister.
That's that's a chefty. You can't use that
sir.
Argument.
No, there's
you
only
can't, no, you can't use
why
that argument.
What am I doing?
I'll read you his lashon.
It says bish lama imachevra hazur. So what? But I'm not doing any business.
No, you are.
I'm just getting.
You are a shutif. No. So he said, but you're a shutif in that, and you can't say my shutif is my shutif doesn't include the business of the treif because, as far as I'm concerned, I'm really buying it for everything else. They sell treif. Okay, fine. What's their problem? I'm buying treif. Lehedja. He says like this. Shuv v'haisali is damas sekavu oida pamidias yoytsim meforetis. V'shamati shemischa shloisa chevra. So first he said someone asked me a shaila. Yesh kan b'London based mischar gadol. There's a big factory and a big drugstore, a public whatever store. And I want our own stock in it. So I said it was mutter because as far as I'm concerned, they could do business in non-treif. But he says, but now I found out that the only thing that these people sell is treif.
There's nothing.
So he says, if they have heter and iser, I'm like an oinis. And I can't tell them not to. But here, and I'm just like an equity partner, but here, you're an equity partner. It means I don't have a say. But you bought into this business. You bought into a business of treif. So of course you do
but
a business
Burger
of treif.
Burger King sells Coca-Cola and coffee.
Yeah, but
that's not why.
That's not their business. That's the agav. That's
the Ramesh's whole story is that you're not doing a mess of mischief.
No, that's only when you're not doing the mischar.
Right.
The Sefer Asher is both ends. Either you're doing the business, either you're getting money from you're the owner of the business,
or you're doing transacting
the
mischar. Without
he's answering out the first iser. So, out the fact that you're the owner of the business,
you
you're a partial owner.
What if you buy a share?
You're a partial owner of a business. That's treif. Now, if you'll tell me, I'm a partial owner of a business of Walmart. Walmart is not a business of treif. They do business. Right. One of the things they do is treif. I don't care if they wouldn't stop it. So that's their decision at that point. I'm not the one doing the business with the treif. But if you say that I'm buying in Burger King, their business is to sell treif, and I'm part of that business. That's the definition of their business.
They sell meat. If they want to sell kosher meat, I'm fine with that. They sell burgers. They're a burger joint, so they want to get a hechsher and come with kosher burger
vegan.
Joint. That also.
You can't go to a steak shop and say I'm going vegan.
Issur is even if someone is just an investor in this fish import export.
Correct, that's the case. The only thing so is
Starbucks.
Starbucks is not like that.
The case was if the guy was involved. The case was the guy was an
actor.
No, the Garish Partners.
We're just getting money.
Even without a no.
Just money. But if somebody gets a no from it,
that's that. Well, we're talking about getting. Yeah, but these are not Issur Anos. It wouldn't matter. It's only Issur Anos.
That's it. It's only Issur.
Okay, one more. Yeah.
What if you can't sell? You can't buy Burger King stock. Could you buy mutual fund?
Yeah, that's
a small part of it.
That's right.
No, that could be again.
Because they have.
It could be again.
I don't care that my mutual fund is part Burger King.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. Who answers to? Who do I call? I call my mutual fund. I don't know what they have involved in. So again, maybe you could say that type of argument. You can't tell them. They don't want to hear from you.
No, for sure.
You know. So he says even if you're going to be a shutif, 50-50 shutif in that type of business, says all these things are usher just the mere fact that you're involved in that you're making money. You are the businessman over here.
When you talk about treif, are we talking about F treif or
Nevelis
chocolate trafus. That doesn't have a half treif?
No, Nevelis treif is chazer.
So F treif.
Yeah, but if it doesn't,
unless it's bus.
A lot of that stuff has.
Our Burger King is also bus of chav.
Yeah,
it's not mashal. If it's also bano.
I see.
If it's also bano, it's much worse. But I don't know if this real. You have to know exactly what they're doing
why,
there.
Why do we have
Walmart?
Talk about
Walmart.
Right here,
Walmart is there's plenty of bus of chav on Walmart.
But we're going to say that they're pre-made cheeseburgers.
They're saying you're investing in that type of business. I don't know. I don't know if Burger King is the best example. But okay, exactly. Well, those things. What's Treif there?
They have
chocolate.
They have everything from food to dogs to. It's amazing.
Yeah.
What? Nestle?
Yeah.
That's everything.
All the waters.
Most yeah, everything.
Like they have 7 different brands of water. That you will see different brands there all from them.
And chocolate.
I thought it was just chocolate.
No, everything.
No,
not a big corp.
Nestle is most of the food for dogs.
Nestle is a food corporation.
Right. Okay, you have to work on each. The side that we're trying to bring out to sum up is that there's two parts to the Isser. The Isser has to be Schoira, says Ramasha. Dealing with the Isser itself is not a problem. It has to be Schoira, business. There's two parts to business. There's making the money and doing the transaction. Both of them are also independently. The only tzad, maybe, in a stock, that's mutter because it's not because you're not involved. You're a shutif in the business. That really should be aser. The heter is because, as a member, as a shareholder, you don't have a say in what goes on. That's the story of the heter over there. So yesh ladan in a case where even without your say, you went into that business. You can't use the heter. I don't want to say what's going on. I mean, I don't have a say what's going on. But you went into this treif business. You can't say that argument. So mamela there, the chesh of eifon wants to aser it. But no, what still remains to be seen is like these other cases where. Let's say I bought into one thing and then they changed. Or let's say I own, like you said, a coffee shop and they want to bring in treif food into there. Okay, or what you said, let's say you're an owner of Schlachtoys and you have nevelos and treifos. What do you do now? That type of stuff we got to still continue to deal with in the next few weeks, okay?